Because if it is true that this is a government of the people and by the people and for the people, if those things are true, then you have to make your voice heard. Demand action from your leaders, Democrat and Republican. I cannot say it enough. This is not a left-right thing. It is a right and wrong thing.
The power of the people is the only thing they fear, and rightfully so. We are not that far removed from when the people took control of this continent and wrestled it from the arms of tyranny. But they have to diminish our power and our stature so they can enact whatever devious plot they have for our great country. And make no mistake, this is a plot that's been going on for a very long time. With each successive progressive administration, they move the ball further and further down the field of tyranny. And with each move, they make it seem like we are increasingly unable to effect any change upon the political bondage that they have entrapped us in. Domestically, they frighten us with a virus to the point we acquiesce to the closure of our businesses and the estrangement from our friends and families. Their solution, they tell us, is to submit to a vaccine that is at the very most marginally effective. By the way, what is being pushed on us isn't a vaccine at all. By definition, it is gene therapy. Here's how Cowboy State Politics' own doctor, with more qualifications than anyone you've heard on TV, describes their, quote, vaccine.
And this is from the CDC, Facts About COVID-19 mRNA Vaccines. And they say they cannot give someone COVID-19. And I agree with that. mRNA vaccines, if you want to call them vaccines, which is another topic, right? And in the strictest sense, these are really not vaccines. So anyway, there is some truth in this, that mRNA vaccines do not use a live virus that causes COVID-19. In fact, this is where I have a point of contention with the CDC and what they're saying. What they're saying is true. This is not a live virus. But what they're not telling you is this is a new technology that has never been done before. This is brand new. In the past, we have used live viruses, attenuated viruses, killed viruses. So this, our concept of what a vaccine is no longer applicable with the current what they call vaccines, which in my opinion is more appropriately described as gene therapy. Okay. I call it gene therapy because they are giving you genetic material.
So as it relates to this thing that they call the vaccine, we're being lied to. And now we have judges in Natrona County that are lessening penalties if you'll just go take the shot. Internationally, we have an administration that is trying to deliver a death blow to our reputation across the world stage. One of the defining characteristics of the United States and of the United States military is that we do not leave Americans behind. And yet, that is the very thing that is happening in Afghanistan right now. And yet, we are told by the United States Department of State that, quote, the metric that matters is that we have flown Americans out of Afghanistan, end quote. No, the metric that matters is that 13 Americans died because of the incompetence of the Joe Biden administration. And many more will most likely become prisoners of war or will be executed by the Taliban, the very people that we've been negotiating with, and that what our president says, we should trust them to get Americans out of Afghanistan. We are being lied to on a national level, and even in our own communities, our local governments are trying to restrict our freedom of speech. All of these things we'll talk about this morning on Weekend Update. But first, some totally obscene and egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Pandora, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Joe Biden and you're dumber than a box of rocks, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, and stop lying to the American people because you're too incompetent to know any different. A couple of program notes before we really get rolling on today's program. The first of which is that I have reposted Dr. David Earl Grafe's resume at cowboystatepolitics.com so that you can refresh yourself on his qualifications to talk about this, quote, vaccine. Indeed, in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth, especially in the media, becomes a revolutionary act. On September 17th, live from Rawlins, Wyoming, Cowboys State Politics will broadcast our first live event. We'll be broadcasting the Congressional Forum put on by the Carbon County Republican Party. Keep your eyes peeled. In the next few days or the next week, we'll be posting the link to the live event on both on CowboysStatePolitics.com and on the Cowboys State Politics Facebook page, so make sure you keep a lookout for that. We begin this morning's program with the lighthearted story out of the three. Many of us will remember a few months ago where a sign popped up in Cody, Wyoming that said, "Don't California our Cody." There was some initial outrage about the sign, but it seemed to die down a little bit. However, it's cropped up again, in which the Cody mayor has tried to exert some of his influence on the property owner, trying to tell him to take down the sign. As you can imagine, when politicians try to tell a Wyoming property owner what they can do with their own property, it doesn't usually end up too well for them. The sign in question was purchased by Blackwater founder Eric Prince. You remember Blackwater. They're a private military organization that has operations across the world. Well, anyway, he paid for the sign in advance, and it's a sign with a black background, and it just says, "Don't California our Cody." There's a picture of the sign on CowboyStatePolitics.com, so you can check it out. Conservative news site WyomingNews.tv interviewed the property owner, a gentleman by the name of Ron Hill. Here's a couple excerpts from their interview. In this first excerpt, you'll hear property owner Ron Hill telling you about his conversation with Cody Mayor Matt Hall.
So Matt Hall, the mayor, tells you that he doesn't want anything, he doesn't want to be involved with it, but yet he asks you to take down the sign. Is that correct?
Yes, and he put it in front, he's going to put it today in front of the Cody Country Chamber of Commerce about the necessity of taking it down because it's going to affect tourism and bad publicity for Cody, Wyoming.
So on the one hand, the Cody mayor doesn't really want to tangle with the Cody property owner, Ron Hill. However, he also doesn't want to tick off those other six people that complained about the sign. Here's what the interviewer from WyomingNews.tv had to say about that.
So let's go back to what the mayor said. At one point he tells you he doesn't want to have any involvement with it, but on the other hand he then tells you why he doesn't want it there. So isn't he double talking like most viperous snakes do?
Well, I would have to agree with that statement.
I don't really think I could have put that much better, except to say that the Cody mayor is behaving like a viperous redcoat snake. But all of this really boils down to your free speech on your personal property, and in this next clip, you'll hear Ron Hill tell you exactly that.
And I fully believe in property rights, and that's where I come in. It's my property, and I have the right to do with it whatever I want as far as I'm concerned. And also, I think it approaches the Freedom of Speech Amendment about when someone has an opinion or wants to put something out there, I want to support that.
This is probably the biggest part of this whole controversy. A private property owner, Ron Hill, has a sign that reflects his point of view. He should be able to do with his property what he wants, regardless of what the mayor or anybody else has to say about it. This, like many other things we discuss on Cowboy State Politics, goes back to the Harms Principle, and that is that the only acceptable use of government force is to prevent harm to another person. When someone is expressing their freedom of speech and their freedom of expression, it doesn't harm you. And if it does, then it doesn't fall within the bounds of free speech. This sign on Ron Hill's property doesn't do any of that. It's him expressing his own opinion and doing what he wants with his property how he sees fit. The government or Redcoat Mayor Matt Hall don't have any right whatsoever to restrict Ron Hill's freedom of speech or his right to do with his property what he sees fit. Appropriately, here's how they end the interview.
What would you like to tell the mayor?
You can't print it.
What would you like to tell the mayor? Mr. Hill.
To mind his own business and leave me alone.
What would you like to tell the public that sees this video?
If they have an issue with this, give me a call. And, you know, don't bother the mayor. He seems to want to be a part of this, but I would rather, you know, have people, if they are not happy with it, call me. And we'll discuss property rights and freedom of speech.
Welcome to the real Wyoming, Redcoat Hall. Excuse me, Mayor Hall. I've posted a link to their entire interview at cowboystatepolitics.com. Also, you should check out wyomingnews.tv. It's another great resource of Wyoming news, opinion, and investigative reporting that is very different than the pedantic Wyoming mainstream media that is only pushing a liberal agenda. In our next story, we travel to red-coated frontier Republican fantasy land, Natrona County. Cue the spooky music. From the pages of the Red Star, Casper Star Tribune, in an article entitled Natrona County Judge, Get Vaccinated, Reduce Your Court Fine, Ellen Gerst writes on August 26, 2021 that, quote, a Natrona County judge is offering a unique form of community service to help people pay off court fines, getting a COVID-19 vaccination. Circuit Court Judge Stephen Brown began offering the deal earlier this summer after seeing vaccination rates start to stagnate. He started asking people making traffic or circuit court appearances if they were vaccinated and got a lot of no's. Quote, it's just another form of community service, Brown said Thursday. You can go down and clean dog poop at the shelter or something, but in the big picture, we need to get COVID under control. We'll be better off if people go get that shot. End quote. We'd be better off if circuit court judges would stop trying to shovel poop down our throats and do their job. You know, like, be a judge and stop trying to impersonate healthcare professionals. But really, it's not the job of a circuit court judge, or any judge for that matter, to compel you to make healthcare decisions. In Article 1, Section 38 of the Wyoming Constitution, you have the right to make your own healthcare decisions without being compelled by a judge. This judge, however, has a somewhat larger problem. According to the American Bar Association Model Code of Judicial Conduct, Canon 2B, quote, a judge shall not allow family, social, political, or other relationships to influence the judge's judicial conduct or judgment. A judge shall not lend the prestige of a judicial office to advance the private interests of the judge or others, nor shall a judge convey or permit others to convey the impression that they are in a special position to influence the judge. End quote. At the very least, we can all agree that the whole vaccine thing is very much a political matter. And this judge that is giving people lesser fines for those who will go get vaccinated is most definitely pushing a political agenda. Secondly, it's coercion. At the point at which the judge says, I'll give you a lesser fine if you go get vaccinated, it by definition means you are being coerced to do that. If you don't go get a vaccine, well, then you have to pay a higher fine. It is extrajudicial coercion. Period. Not to mention the obvious ethics problems. In some legislative news, the Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee met on Friday afternoon. In a fabulous vote, all but one of the members of the committee voted to give Hollywood $3 million of your money. That's right, 13-1. The only member of this committee to vote against this dumb measure was Representative Mark Jennings from Sheridan. I posted a link to where you can see who all of the members of this committee are at cowboystatepolitics.com. And sadly, some of the folks that voted for this idiotic measure are of the more conservative variety in the Wyoming State House of Representatives. I kind of wonder if they traded in their Gadsden flag for a Union Jack. In any case, on Monday's edition of Morning Reload, I'll tell you all about this vote to waste $3 million of your money, and I'll tell you who did it. We'll get back to the program in just a second, but first, a totally obscene profit timeout. Two of Wyoming's three seasons are drawing to a close. Summer and construction, of course. Pretty soon, that white crap is going to be flying around, and your livestock are going to be left out in the cold. To stop that, you should talk to Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction, and they can set you up with any building, really, that you might have been thinking about, a garage, an outbuilding, or a barn for your livestock so you can keep them out of the cold. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Give Morton Buildings a call. These guys have been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they certainly do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Also, have you taken my advice and tried some of those yummy hot wings from the Wing It food truck? You haven't? Well, stop being a dummy and go track them down and try them. Their hot wings are better than just about anybody else in the cowboy state, so you should really go try them out. I suggest the garlic parmesan wings. They're absolutely amazing. And here's where you can find them at. Today, August 28th, they're in Pinedale at the Tire Store. On Tuesday, the 31st, they'll be in Scottsbluff, Nebraska at the AutoZone. Wednesday, in Shadron. Thursday, in Alliance, Nebraska. Friday, they're back to the Cowboy State in Torrington, Wyoming at America's Best Value Inn, and they'll finish it up that evening in Guernsey, Wyoming. Keep listening to Cowboy State Politics, and I'll tell you where you can find the Wing It food truck. Also, if you look at the Sponsors tab on cowboystatepolitics.com, I'll continue to keep their schedule posted there, so you can find all of these yummy hot wings wherever they might be found. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Obviously, I'll post all of the episodes there, but also any of the articles I find throughout the course of the week that might spark your interest, I'll post them there. So like it, share it, tell everybody you know about it. And if your company's or group's values line up with those of Cowboy State Politics, and you'd like to advertise on the program, well, you need to shoot me an email. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. There are lots of opportunities for advertising on Cowboy State Politics, and I would love to get that conversation started with you. So shoot me an email, david@cowboystatepolitics.com. And now, back to the program. Finally this morning, Afghanistan. A totally, completely, and utterly disgraceful situation. There's no better description as to what's going on the ground in Afghanistan than the one that Lara Logan gave to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on their Thursday radio program. I'm going to play the whole thing for you, and I want you to listen to it, because the actions of the Biden administration directly caused the death of one Wyoming service member on his first deployment overseas. Please listen to what Lara Logan has to say.
And I apologize for my voice. I've been basically up day and night working with teams and teams of Americans who are trying to rescue Afghans and help them get to safety. And, you know, there's no rest, right? Everybody's in the same boat. But there is literally, you've never seen anything like it. I mean, literally nothing like it. The Americans who are coming back from operations and in between operations who are going out to rescue people, and their own government is trying to stop them.
Lara, you've covered all sorts of wild scenarios in your career, and thank you for coming on the show. As we just came in, report now up on Fox News that at least 10 U.S. service members have been killed today in Kabul. Is there anything in your history as a journalist that reminds you at all of the chaos that is going on in Afghanistan? I know you're probably too young, like we are, to have remembered what was going on in Saigon in 1975, but certainly there's been talk surrounding Benghazi. Where can you even go to think of a precedent for the situation right now on the ground in Afghanistan?
You can't, and I'll tell you why. Because on the beaches of Normandy and even at Pearl Harbor, Americans acted with honor and with dignity, and they stood up for what was good and right and just. And that is not the case today for the United States government. It is the case for American soldiers and intelligence operatives within the agencies. It's not the case for the State Department, apparently, or for the White House, or any of those people who have the power to change everything that you are seeing happen right now. They can change it all. You can literally, the Taliban's forces are out in full view. You could obliterate the leadership. You could get rid of the Al-Qaeda terrorists that are part of the Taliban and part of their leadership. You could use your diplomatic power to stop Pakistan's support for your enemies and Qatar, another supposed ally that's also financing this invasion of Afghanistan. You could support your Afghan allies, the special operations soldiers that you have lied about and discredited. Lloyd Austin, SecDef, saying, can't buy willpower. You know what you can't buy, Lloyd Austin? Integrity, right? And courage. And the truth. Can't buy it because it either is or it isn't. So we have never in our lifetimes ever seen anything like this. Americans have always been able to go into the world with the, you know, the knowledge that they truly represent a great ideal. You know, freedom as a way of life may not be perfect, and we all know it's not perfect, goodness. That's all we hear about these days, is how imperfect it is. Well, that's one thing, but now we've gone to the point where, you know, America is the root of all evil, and believing in America, being patriotic, is now a crime. And it's a crime of such significance that people should be in jail for it. Because don't forget, there are, you know, a lot of Americans rotting in solitary confinement today for going to the Capitol on January 6th. And none of them have been convicted of a crime yet. So what you're looking at right now is literally not just America, but the ideals and the ideas for which America stands, and for which, by the way, the Afghan government and the country, the nation stood. All of that has been destroyed by our own hand. We did it to ourselves. This wasn't a forced error. We didn't have the Chinese or the Russians, you know, hacking us and stealing victory from us. We gave it away. In fact, defeat, you know, surrender is the only type of victory that actually has to be given. You can't take it. And we gave it to not just to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. We gave it to every American enemy all over the world. And what we took from our allies was the certainty that you could count on us, which means it works both ways. We no longer have the certainty that we can count on them. And what does that leave us? Isolated and weak, with no moral authority on the world stage. And that puts Americans everywhere at risk.
Lara, the situation on the ground right now, I mean, we just have gotten the heartbreaking news about, at least they're saying, 10 U.S. service members killed in Kabul. This is far from over, as we all know. There is a timeline. There's a clock we're operating under here. What do you?
What are you hearing
about the
security?
I'm sorry.
There's no timeline. That is false. That is a narrative that you have been forced, you know, and manipulated into believing is the case. We are imposing a false timeline because we are pretending that the Taliban calls the shots.
Well, I just to be clear, I mean, I was referring to the Biden administration time. I mean, it's not, you know, I hear what you're saying, which is we shouldn't be operating under a timeline. But
the Biden administration's timeline is false because there is no timeline when it comes to what you're talking about. You're going to let terrorists on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. You're going to allow terrorists, the same ones responsible for that attack, for killing almost 3,000 Americans. You're going to allow them to kill more of your people. And you're going to do nothing about it. And you know what? We should have known this because they did exactly the same thing in Benghazi. They allowed Al-Qaeda on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 to kill Chris Stevens and Ty Woods and Glenn Doherty, right? They allowed them to kill Americans in celebration of their 9/11. And they're doing the same thing here on the celebration of the 20th anniversary. And the Obama administration did nothing to prevent that attack. They did nothing to intervene, and they did very little since. In fact, what they did was spend the next few years apologizing for Islamic terrorists, pretending that Islamic terrorism and extremism didn't exist, and that anyone who wanted to have that conversation was pushing hate and was Islamophobic. They even created the term Islamophobia. And then people like, you know, the Open Society Foundation, they came up with a step-by-step way that you could establish Islamophobia as the counter to any criticism of Islamic terrorism. And that was in 2,000 documents that were in a WikiLeaks a dump from Open Society Foundation records that, oh, surprise, surprise, are no longer available online. You can't find them, right? But these things have been well-funded and well-organized. And it is, you know, it's so important for Americans to realize that they don't have to accept. There is no timeline. It's false.
Do you believe, Lara, can I ask you, do you think that there's any chance that the Biden administration could be convinced or is willing to take from what you're saying here, blow out this timeline if there are still Americans on the ground? Or are your sources telling you, no, they're the Biden team is pulling everybody out one way or another by the end of this month?
Look at their actions. The answer lies in their actions, no matter what has happened along the way. Even when Afghans were clinging to an Air Force plane and plummeting to their death below, right? Six Afghans whose bodies were recovered. I spoke to people who were part of that. Even when that was happening, the chaotic scenes at the airport, the criticism that the administration has had, the emphasis on the how. No one's saying you don't withdraw. No one's saying you can't withdraw. They're just saying don't do it like this. Don't deliver this massive defeat and sort of, you know, drench us in the blood of betrayal. That will be a historic shame. I mean, Americans will be defined by shame and betrayal for the rest of for eternity. I mean, this, you'll never come back from this. There's no saying, well, we're a great ally, except for that little blip in Afghanistan. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to do that. You know, there's no coming back from something like this. Because, you know why? Because it's about principle. You either are a loyal friend or you're not. You either are there when someone needs you or you're not. And when we need you, you're either there or you're not. And you know what? The Afghans were. When we asked them to be with us, they were. When we asked Vladimir Putin, can we use your territory and your allies in Uzbekistan and Tajikistan for our planes and our bases? He said yes in the wake of 9/11. Right? Even our adversaries were more reliable allies than we have been to the Afghan people. And, you know, so will the Biden administration do anything different? If you look at their actions, there has been zero indication that they are willing to change the outcome of their policies and their decisions, because they've done nothing to do that. It's the same with the southern border. People say, oh, the Biden administration, you know, they're not acting. No, they did act. They acted to create the outcome that you're seeing. And they're not acting to change it because they have the outcome that they want. And unless the American people and America's leaders on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, unless they stand up and say, we will not be misrepresented by you, we will not betray our allies, we will not be isolated on the world stage, we will not have our national security sacrificed on the altar of America's enemies, both foreign and domestic, unless you stand up and do that, you will bear the mark of shame, always, from this moment forward.
Lara, by the way, phenomenal. I agree with virtually everything that you have said, and you have said it so eloquently. What should happen to Joe Biden and his advisors and his military officials in the wake of Afghanistan? What should we do as a country, in your mind, to serve notice that this kind of decision and this kind of behavior is unacceptable?
Americans should be in the streets. They should be protesting. They wanted to take the power of the people away. That's what January 6th was about. That's what, you know, all these ridiculous DHS alerts about white supremacy threats. If you talk about vote fraud, you're a domestic terror threat. You know, if you question Biden or the reaction to, you know, the vaccine or COVID or whatever it is, now you're a terrorist threat. You know what? Americans have gone along with this for way too long. The truth is that Americans on both sides of the aisle can see that this is absolute tyranny, right? They know that it's false. I mean, unfortunately, there are a lot of Americans who have been deceived into believing that a bunch of yahoos can go and take pictures of themselves in the Capitol and be violent and out of control and behave badly, and that they can really be intending to carry out an insurrection. Well, what was your plan? That you were going to delay the vote to the next day? Was that your mark of success? I mean, for goodness sake, right? This is so ridiculous. But people don't think these policies through. And so what should happen, I'm not a politician, obviously. Anyone listening to me can tell. But what I can tell you is this is what I know. I know what's true and I know what's not true. And I know that the power of the people is the only thing they fear. That's why they're branding you a terrorist. That's why they're imprisoning you without trial. That's why they're coming, sending Antifa, you know, their brown shirts into your neighborhoods to threaten and terrorize you. That's why they're going to the churches and burning them down, right? It's all based on tyranny and fear. They want to control you. Don't give them that victory that they cannot ever win. They cannot ever take it from you. It has to be given. When you surrender and you stay silent and you turn off the TV and you say, oh, it's too stressful. It is stressful. I agree. Believe me, I'm with you. I've had my periods where I don't want to turn on the TV. But the reality is just because you're not watching and paying attention doesn't mean it isn't taking place. So you can't turn around one day when the fighting is at your door, right? When the bombs that are going off are your neighborhood, when it's pieces of your children that you're picking up from the rubble, just like they did on 9/11, right? When that happens, you cannot say it's somebody else's fault. Because if it is true that this is a government of the people and by the people and for the people, if those things are true, then you have to make your voice heard. Demand action from your leaders, Democrat and Republican. I cannot say it enough. This is not a left-right thing. It is a right and wrong thing.
It is most definitely a right and wrong thing. From the base of the Bighorns, in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.